My name is Alwin Javier, Senior Program Officer for Resilience Southeast Asia. As they say, it comes in threes. The Philippines has had to face major emergencies towards the end of the year for the past 3 years, Typhoon Washi in December 2011, Typhoon Bofa in December 2012, and now Typhoon Haiyan in November 2013. Haiyan is the strongest typhoon to hit land in recorded history, hitting an area of about 20 million people living in some of the poorest and most vulnerable areas in the Philippines. After quite a long wait with no information from the ground, today we can confirm the physical damage of the disaster to be at catastrophic levels, as earlier feared. The head of the UNDAC mission, Sebastian Rhodes Tampa, who reached Tacloban City this morning via chopper, has been quoted as saying that there are scenes of total devastation in the city. Roads are impassable from the airport to the town, and the only means of traveling is by helicopter. He says further that the last time he saw something of this scale was in the aftermath of the Indian Ocean tsunami. He says this destruction is on a massive scale. There are cars thrown like tumbleweed, and the streets are strewn with debris. Also, just this afternoon, we gathered reports in the national news that the city stadium of Tacloban City, which served as the biggest evacuation center for hundreds of families at the height of the typhoon, collapsed, with reports of many dead bodies not yet recovered from the site. This is in addition to the scores of bodies found piling up on the streets, and many others in uncertain numbers still scattered along with all the rubble and debris. And we are only talking about one city here. No reports whatsoever have been received on the string of small coastal towns in the islands of Samar and Leyte that were all hit by the 18-foot storm surge, and the rest of the other islands across the Visayas that were consistently battered for hours by winds and rains of up to 340 kilometers per hour. Christian Aid is sending out 3 rapid assessment teams beginning tomorrow to cover the 3 worst-hit regions. Our partners are already on the ground and would be joining up with our staff. The absence of electricity and transport and communications will still make things really difficult, but we're getting there and trying to gather as much information as we can ASAP.